Good morning. You're listening to Morning Edition on WAMC. I'm Jesse King, filling in for David Gustina with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Good morning, Alan.
It's great to talk to you this morning, Jesse.
It's good to talk to you, too. And it's official. The Senate opened President Trump's impeachment trial Thursday. Of course, the president is charged with abuse of power on allegations he withheld military aid to pressure Ukraine into investigating his political rival, Joe Biden. He's also charged with obstruction of Congress. All 100 senators took an oath to render impartial justice and will reconvene Tuesday.
We got to unpack an awful lot here. First of all, it's pretty funny. Mitch McConnell held up his hand and he swore that he was going to be impartial. But he's also said that he's with the president on this. So it rings hollow. There have been outbursts by some senators. When you can't win on the basis of information, you start challenging the process. You start making all kinds of wild claims. That's what's happening. Look, I have no doubt that by the time this is over, and we've known this for a long time, the Republican senators are going to stick together. They're going to end up not voting for impeachment. And when I say impeachment, I mean, of course, conviction on the impeachment, which has been voted already by the House of Representatives. The Republicans are coming up with some rules which can just be said to be very, very curious. Only one camera. This is the Congress of the United States. The House impeached, now it's up to the Senate. These people are elected. They are elected by constituents. And so when you say that you are not going to allow the American people to hear everything and see everything for themselves, it does look like you're covering up. Nancy Pelosi has said that, and I think she's right. In the meantime, the more that this goes on, the more that things will come out. Now we have Lev Parnas doing his thing before television cameras. We have the President of the United States saying that this guy, who is, of course, born in Russia, is somebody he doesn't know. And yet, one after another picture of him socializing. So it's just one more lie. And that's one of the things that is extraordinary, and that is the lying with impunity. If the American people want to sit still for this and say, okay, it's all right, you're not telling us what's going on, you're restricting our access to the trial, you're not letting us see what's going on, that is going to be taken, I believe, badly by people who will say, what have they got to hide?
Now, the president did get at least one win yesterday. The Senate voted 89-10 to pass the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, which is Trump's revision of NAFTA. Notable naysayers include New York Senator Chuck Schumer and New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand.
Well, look, the problem for the Democrats is, do you give him his wins where he deserves them? The fact that Gillibrand and Schumer see holes in this and don't think it's worth doing, perhaps don't want to give the president a win right now. However, if you go back to the Nixon days, I got to tell you, Nixon was doing some good things. These are two different tracks. One of them is what you do as president and what the economy is doing. And two, did you break the law? Did you go to the president of Ukraine and say to him, if you help us, we'll help you. And we're going to, by the way, we're withholding the money that the Congress has appropriated and which the watchdog arm of the Congress is supposed to be bipartisan, and I think it is, or nonpartisan, has said that was illegal. Is there anything they can do about it? Is anybody going to go to jail? Is the Attorney General going to do anything himself? No, the answer is no. However, it's one more nail in the political coffin.
Now, finally, this from the Times Union this week. New York's new open government expert was hired in secret. The Cuomo administration ordered the hiring of Shoshana Buley as the new executive director of the Committee on Open Government to stay under close wraps until a press release was issued January 6th, keeping the new secret even from the people overseeing the entity.
Look, this is a very important office because government likes to hide things. They don't like to come forward with information that may be damaging to them. So this office has always been a very important one because Bob Freeman, who got into trouble later in his career, under the Me Too rules of the time, have been doing that work for a long time. Government says, no, you can't have it. He says they should have it. And he survived for a long time doing that. Right now, he's in disgrace, so you don't hear much about the good work he did, but it was a lot. Now, this office, they pick somebody, and they don't even tell you who they're picking until the news comes out in a different way. Let me tell you right now, that's just wrong. It is something that does not portend well for an office which is supposed to provide access for the press.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, thanks for braving the cold early hours with me this morning.
Always wonderful to talk to you, Jesse. And you're doing a great job, and everybody knows it. So thanks for doing it.
Thank you. Have a great day and weekend.